A reading from the Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000 men, his disciples saw him walking on the sea. The next day, the crowd that remained across the sea saw that there had been only one boat there, and that Jesus had not gone along with his disciples in the boat, but only his disciples had left. Other boats came from Tiberias, near the place where they had eaten the bread when the Lord gave thanks. When the crowd saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they themselves got into boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me, not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father, God, has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." The Gospel of the Lord. In today's scripture from John, Jesus has multiplied the bread for a hungry crowd and walked across the Sea of Galilee, as we heard yesterday. And today, some of those who witnessed his great signs ask him how they too can accomplish these mighty works of God. Many of us may have had a similar experience in seeing a master magician perform a mind-boggling trick and become fascinated in trying to figure out how it was done. But Jesus was no magician. He doesn't do tricks. Everything he does is true and real. Jesus tells those eager to imitate him, and us as well, that the way to accomplish the works of God is not so much by means of external actions, but by believing in him as the Son of the Heavenly Father. Jesus said, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." Jesus' words about believing remind me of a little-known blessed whose feast is today. Born in 1914, Maria Sacchedu was a very irascible and self-willed young Sardinian whom no one could tame. When she was 18, her elder sister died in an automobile accident, and this had a profound impact upon Maria. She gradually had a conversion experience, and a few years later asked her parish priest to find her a convent where she could give her life to God. In 1935, at the age of 21, she left her island for the mainland of Italy and entered a Trappistine monastery a few miles south of Rome, becoming Sister Maria Gabriella. There, she gradually learned to live under the gentle yoke of Christ's command of love. Another major turning point occurred the next year in January 1936, when her community was preparing to celebrate the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, begun just a few years earlier. Gabriella felt deep within her heart a desire to offer her young life for Christian unity. Her life of prayer and interior self-giving was now to be manifested in a dramatic way. With the permission of her superior, she made her offering at the time of the week of prayer for Christian unity. Sometime later, she developed a cough and respiratory problems that developed into tuberculosis. After many unsuccessful and painful medical treatments and her patient suffering, Gabriella offered and surrendered her soul to God on April 23, 1939. Pope John Paul II beatified her in January 1983, proclaiming her a patron saint of ecumenism, and specifically spiritual ecumenism. And he refers to her in his 1995 encyclical on ecumenism called Ut Unum Sint, that they may be one, and he writes, "The example of Sister Maria Gabriella is instructive. It teaches us to understand that there are no special times, situations, or places of prayer for unity, but always and everywhere." Now, back to the gospel. What has she got to do with Jesus' words, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent"? Well, the very fact of her belief in Christ. Her small New Testament was yellowed and worn with constantly meditating on chapter 17 of John's Gospel, where Jesus prays that all his future followers may be one. Even though she never attended an ecumenical service or possibly even ever met a non-Catholic Christian, Gabriella is now the patron saint of ecumenism. This is because prayer and union with God is always at the heart of any work of a Christian. It is the source of any work of God. Every successful gesture of evangelization, ecumenism, or act of mercy begins within the heart. External acts are rooted in internal attitudes. Thus, prayer and penance, faith and union with God are the power and force behind the mighty works of God. Vatican Council II's document on ecumenism says that spiritual ecumenism consists of three things: change of heart, holiness of life, and prayer for the unity of Christians. And these three elements should be regarded as the soul of the whole ecumenical movement. All Catholics, all Christians, all members of the body of Christ are called to be a spiritual ecumenist. That is, to live lives of virtue and holiness. We can bring unity and harmony always and everywhere, within our workplace, our particular church community, our families, within our own heart. Blessed Gabriella of Unity, pray for us.